All right. B'shas de Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in Masech de Shabbos. Omar Rav Yehuda Merav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav. G'doy la'achnos es orchem yoysem mikabolas p'nei ha'shchina. That the mitzvah of greeting guests, of inviting guests, of taking guests into the home, is greater than receiving the face of the Shechina. Shenemar, for it is written, Al no sava mi'alavdecha. Hashem says to, Avram says to Hashem, please don't go away. Wait for me, I got to go take care of these guests. God, you know, hold on, I'll be right back. Omer Beloza, Boyur eish le'kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bosa v'dam. Says Beloza, come and see from this how different Hashem is than human beings. Midas bosa v'dam, when it comes to human beings, ein akot n'yochol le'me le'godl hamtein. A small person cannot say to a greater person, hey, wait here, ad sha'ovi etzach, until I get there. V'ilu b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to a relationship with Hashem, oimer al nosav, a human being could say to Hashem, please, wait. So you see how different is a human being than a Kodesh Baruch. Now it's interesting, by the way, just parenthetically, we learn from Avram Avinu that Achnasas Orchim is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. How is it possible? Who did Avram learn it from? How did Avram Avinu know that Achnasas Orchim is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina? And it's a major chutzpah. Here he's talking to Hashem, he says to Hashem, hold on here, wait, I got some Arabs coming. I got to take care of them. How did Avram Avinu learn that? The Bava Zayda says, you could repeat this at your Shabbos tables, it's just a magnificent vote. The Bava Zayda in Kedushas Tzion says that if you look in the Pasuk, it says, Vayar, Vayar, Vayar to the cross. It says the word Vayar twice. And he saw. What did he see twice? So the Bava Zayda writes that the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzerov, in his later years, was basically blind. Except for it was interesting, he was able to learn in Sfarim without a problem. And he only saw things that were relevant to his service of HaKadosh Baruch. But otherwise he was blind. Avraham Avinu understood, had worked himself into such a place where if something was not relevant to his service of HaKadosh Baruch, he didn't see it. They tell a story with the Reb Zish of Anapale, that the Reb Zisha was once davening Shemoneh Esrei, and he heard a conversation of them talking about the fact that there was an aguna in town whose husband refused to give her a get. He stepped out of Shemoneh Esrei and turned around to them and said, the husband is in the Hegdish. The Hegdish was the Achnasas Orchim house. Anyway, they couldn't believe, you know, but if the Reb Zisha said so, they went to look. Sure enough, they went into the Hegdish, and this guy was just coming through town and happened to be there. Anyway, they took him, they grabbed him, they forced him to give a get. So they said to Reb Zisha later, how'd you know? So he said, it was very simple. He said, I'm a middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He says, I never hear anybody saying anything in middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He said, all of a sudden I hear somebody saying, there's a guest that just came into the Hegdish. He says, I was tortured all day long. Why in the world would I have heard that piece of information in the middle of my davening? There's a guest in the Hegdish. How would that be relevant to my avodah? The minute I heard that there's a woman in town looking for her husband, so I understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that I should hear that I should be able to find this woman's husband. So the Bava Zayda says like this. Avraham Avinu is sitting there talking to the Shechina. All of a sudden he sees three Arabs coming. So he thinks to himself, I'm talking to the Shechina and I see three people coming. Why in the world would HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow me to see this were it not relevant to my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said it must be that what Hashem demands of me now is that I pause my conversation with him and I go take care of the guests. He says, that's vayar, vayar. Those are the two he saw. The first thing he saw was he physically saw the guests coming. The second vayar was that he understood that the reason he saw it is because there is a demand that he go and greet the guests. That's why the Pasuk says vayar twice. So that's how the Bava Zayda learned. That's how Avraham Avinu knew that he needed to go greet the guests over the greeting of the Shechina.
Mehine.
Lahavin Lashain HaPasuk Al Nosaver. Let's understand what it is that Hashem is saying, that Avram Avinu is saying to Avram, Al Nosaver. He says, first, we really need to analyze what is the meaning of the words when Avram says to Hashem, please don't go away. He says, is it possible to say with Hashem, don't go away? Hashem is everywhere. The entire world is full of Hashem's presence. So why would Avram Avinu say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I got to go take care of some business to greet some guests. Please don't go away. Wherever Avram Avinu goes, Hashem is there. So what does it mean when Avram Avinu says to Hashem, please don't go away? The mashma, which would suggest, somehow that the place that he's going is not a place of Hashem's presence. V'zeino, you can't say that. We also need to understand how Rabbi Yehuda Amarav derives the Omei G'day Lachnasas Orchim V'chule. Avram, that the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says from the story with Avram Avinu, because he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please wait. So we learn from here that greeting the Shekhinah is greater than that the greeting guests is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei HaShekhinah. So so the Moranayim asks a very fundamental, very yeshivish question. Eich muchach mizeh, what is the proof? Shachnasas orachim gedoyla, what's the proof that greeting guests is greater mikabbalah's Pnei HaShekhinah than visiting with the divine presence? Dil mimishum shebikayim mitzvah shachnasas orachim yisham gamkem kabbalah's Pnei HaShekhinah. Why are we suggesting somehow that he's leaving the face of the Shekhinah? Maybe the reason Avraham Avinu said he's going to do that is because even while he's greeting the guests, because it's a mitzvah, there too he's going to be involved in receiving the face of the Shekhinah. After all, isn't that what mitzvahs are about? So maybe he's not leaving the Shekhinah at all. He's just going from one form of greeting the Shekhinah to another form of greeting the Shekhinah. Kinoida. After all, he says, it's known, Shadakach nikra mitzvah mitzvah. For this reason, we call the term mitzvah, a commandment is called a mitzvah. Says the Moranayim, the reason it's called a mitzvah is al shem advekus, it's because of the cleaving, shemidabek ha'odam chelek ha'liki, a person connects his godly portion, his neshama, ha'shoichen b'kirboi, the godliness that dwells within him, El HaKlal, to the large, Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite God, Miloshen Tzavsa. The Zohar says that the language mitzvah comes from the word Tzavsa, which is to partner. What are we partnering? We're partnering the godliness within us to the infinite. So this totally removes the term. Of course, it also means a commandment. But the deeper meaning of a mitzvah is not a commandment, but a partnership. It's where a person allows his neshama to yearn and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's the case, he's connecting while he's doing the mitzvah. V'im kein, therefore, efshar, sham mitzvah ba'atzma, ein gedoyla mikabbalas b'nei HaShekhinah. Why would Rabbi Yehuda Amarav say that the mitzvah is greater than receiving the face of the Shekhinah? It's not greater. Rak shegam sham, there too, Yesh Kabbalas Pnei HaShekhinah Umekayim Shteim. The person can have both. He has the mitzvah and the fact that because a mitzvah is a connection to God, his neshama connects and he has there the receiving the Shekhinah as well. So who says it's greater? Vigam Adrashas Rebbe Elazar, and then along comes Rebbe Elazar and says, Shoyim Mishalekim Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosa V'dam. Comes Rebbe Elazar and says, you know, you see how different people are than God, that in terms of people, no small person would ever say to a greater person, hey, wait for me here while I go do something. But V'ilu B'Avram, when it comes to Avram, Avram Avinu feels free to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, Rebbe Nishalekim, hang out here for a while, I'm going to take care of some business. He says, Kosha Kanal. The same question presents itself. Halegam sham haye kabbalas pnei HaShekhinah. There too, there was the receiving of the Shekhinah. Ubefrat, and especially shat tzadikim nikroi an peshchinta. This is a Zohar. Let's see where he quotes. Yep, I saw the Zohar once inside. The Zohar writes a phenomenal thing. The Zohar says that the tzadikim are the face of the Shekhinah. That in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, that's where the Shekhinah was. But ever since then, the tzaddikim, the righteous, have the face of the divine presence. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upon the faces of tzaddikim. Al Shem Sheshchinoso Yizbach Sheichin B'toichem. K'noidim Esef HaZeh. Because Hashem dwells within them, as the Zohar says. Ubikabloi Ha'orchim. So now, when he goes out to receive the guest, I know how malachim that speaks of these angels. Shenid meloi kanashim, they look like people. Izvadeh kabbalas penei shechina. So certainly in the same thing, he was receiving the shechina. So he says, first of all, Rabbi Yehuda Merav's drasha is difficult to understand because it's not greater. Perhaps it's just equal. Second, the drasha that Rabbi Lezer says, how different it is. It's not different at all because you're not telling him to go away. We're just going to, you know, we're going into another room. Next paragraph. Ach ha'emes hukach, says the Maharnaim, the truth of the matter is as follows. Da'asiyas ha'mitzvah hu ha'iker al yedei b'chinas kabbalas p'nei ha'shchina. That we dare not lose focus of the fact that every fulfillment of a mitzvah gives us the unique opportunity to receive the divine presence. And we should be thinking about that every time we fulfill a mitzvah, whether it's the study of Torah, the putting out of our tefillin, putting out of our talis, lighting Shabbos candles, making kiddush, you name it, any one of the tens of thousands of mitzvahs we do every day, we should understand that the main focus is that it gives us the opportunity to receive the Shechina. That's what it's all about. Shuhu adveikus. This is the concept of cleaving, of dveikus tashem, Miloshin Tzavsa, this is what the Zohar says. The definition of a mitzvah is Miloshin Tzavsa. It is to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kidemashma Miloshin Mitzvah. That's the very term of a mitzvah, is the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving us the opportunity to allow our neshamas to connect with the divine. K'mesh Yiksiv Ba'Avos, then says the Maharnayim, this is the Mishnah, the meaning of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is a mitzvah. So when you learn this in yeshiva, they tell you it means the reward for doing one mitzvah is going to be the next mitzvah. Says the Maharnayim, no, you're missing the boat. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward of the mitzvah is the connection. Tzavsa meloshin chibra. The reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. The fact that we have the ability to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the reward of the mitzvah. She'ike scham in ha-mitzvah wa mitzvah. The main reward in the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Shu advekus waliki. This is the godly cleaving, the connection. Ve'atainug haruchani, and the spiritual pleasure. Sheba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, that we get out of doing the mitzvah. Shubchines kabbalas p'nei ha-shechina. That is the concept of being able to receive the face of the Shechina. Kilule Zeis, without appreciating this unique opportunity, Nikra Mitzvah Bereknaya, it's called a hollow mitzvah. Shubli Chius Uneshama, it's a mitzvah without a life or a soul. Ve'enira Gufa Mitzvah, all you have is the physical performance, which leads you just to have the body of the mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah without a soul. The only time the mitzvah is appropriate, the really way it could be, the only way it can really be called a mitzvah is through the yearning and the cleaving and the connection of chelek or eliki, of the godliness hashoichin b'toicha, that dwells within the person, el hashoirish, to the source, baruch hu, im kol chelka Yisrael, and including that with all Jews. So a mitzvah gives us the opportunity to reconnect ourselves and all Jews to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kenoida, because everybody knows, Shebechol avoydes u'eliki, and every godly service, hein b'dibur, hein b'maisa, whether it's in speech or in deed, hein b'chines guf u'neshama, there needs to be an outward action, a body, u'neshama, and a soul, hamachaya dibur, that gives life to the speech, o'yamaisa hu, or that action. Because if it's an action without soul, if it's an action without yearning, if it's an action without appreciating what is really going on, it's missing its life source. For this reason, the wicked, even while they're alive, they're called dead. Because everything they do is without life. They go through life, through all emotions. There's no excitement, there's no passion, there's no yearning. And therefore, they're walking around, but there's an awful lot of dead people walking around. He's talking about their mitzvahs, their actions are without action.
Action, though, is what's creating any chiyas.
But it's they're not creating any chiyas.
Right.
They're not applying the chiyas.
But the life isn't just a simple vitality or liveliness. It's chiyas of Hashem.
That's what they're saying. Next paragraph. Now, based upon this, the new definition of a mitzvah, that a mitzvah has to be done with an appreciation of the mitzvah, of the connection, of the ability, of the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us to allow us to connect. Now we have to, in light of this, we have to understand Avram's request. Avram says to Hashem, Al Nasav. Avram's in the middle of an intense conversation with God. These three guests appear. So Avram says to Hashem, Al Nasav. Ki oyo isik bekabalas pnei Hashchina bevadai. Avram Avinu was in the middle of an intense conversation. Clearly, not unquestionable, he was talking to God. Like the pasuk itself testifies, Hashem appeared to him. No question. He's got him in his pocket. He's got a confirmed reservation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First class seat. Now he sees the guests. His bikish mita yizbach shemai. His prayer was, he says, you got to totally restructure what we think happened here. He said, Avram didn't say to Hashem, wait for me here. Avram Avinu said, Ribbono Shel Olam, come with me. Don't allow my mitzvah to be a mitzvah without your presence. He says to him, Ube'esh Shiraz Archim Bikish Mita Yisbach Shemai. When he saw the guests, he said to Hashem, Shigam Sham, even there, Kishe'elech Likayim Achnosas Archim. When I go fulfill the mitzvah of Achnosim, Le'isava Mi Alavdecha. Please, don't leave me when I go see the, when I go greet these guests. Vigam Sham, Eyedavakbach, I want to cleave to you even while I'm doing the mitzvah. Shle'yeh mitzvah v'diknachas v'sham. This exactly was his prayer. I don't want it to be a hollow mitzvah. I want to have the same intensity of relationship while I'm performing the mitzvah that I have now. Rakshatiyeh madi gam sham. I want you to be there with me, because shakayim mitzvah bidvekos. I could fulfill the mitzvah with the same intensity of connection. Shubchinis kabbalas b'nei Hashchina. I want to have that. Now, if that's the case, so what does Rav Yehuda Merav say that receiving the Shechina is greater, that receiving guests is greater than receiving the Shechina? V'aychochas Rav Yehuda, the proof that Rav Yehuda brings, Shachnos Zorchim Gidoyla Mikabalas Pnei Hashechina, that Achnos Zorchim is greater than receiving the Shechina. He kilule Shachnos Zorchim Gidoyla, were it not for the fact that the Halacha is, that Achnos Zorchim is greater, is bevada lo yoy Avram Avinu alo shalom meniach es havadai kabbalas pnei Hashchina. Avram Avinu would have never neglected the for sure opportunity that he was in the midst of, which was speaking to the Shechina, v'hoylech to go lachnas asachem shusafik, to go to a place that perhaps would have the Shechina involved. So why leave a situation where he certainly is involved in receiving the Shechina to go to a situation where perhaps he will be? You see that he needed to ask Hashem to please not leave him. You see that he needed to make the request. There too, the Shechina should be with him. Why was he afraid that perhaps Hashem wouldn't be with him there? Because it's certain the Chazal say to us, that to him, they look like Arabs. So he had a really good reason to believe that maybe Hashem wasn't as into this as he was. Lufi demyoinoi, because according to the way he saw them, einam nikraim ape shchinta. They were not like tzaddikim, where the Shechina rests on their face. They look like Arabs. And certainly, in that context, you see that he made them wash their feet to take idolatry off their feet. He certainly did not think that they were godly people. Elevadai, so Rav Yehuda learns for certain, she'amitzvah ba'atzme gedoylo miyoid, that mitzvah itself is so great, afilu lo yechas v'sholom kol balos pnei Hashchina. What we learn from here is that a mitzvah, even if, God forbid, it doesn't have this element of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina, nonetheless, it's greater. And we learn that from Avram, because Avram didn't know for sure that Hashem was going to follow him there. And Avram wouldn't have taken that risk were it not for the fact that we must understand that even an empty mitzvah is greater than an open conversation with God. Because you see that Avraham Avinu took the risk. Maybe Hashem would have said to him, I'm not going with you to greet those Arabs. So you see from here that a mitzvah unto itself, barring all, leave alone any side benefits, is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechinah. Rakshu Bikish, Lasis Mitzvah Zubashlem, is clearly Avraham Avinu requested, he pleaded, he begged, that the mitzvah be done in a wholesome way, K'may Shekziv al Nasav Avahavin. Avraham Avinu pleaded that Hashem not go away from him. But even if Hashem were not to have gone with him, the mitzvah itself is worthwhile more so than Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechinah. I've shared this with you in the past. I remember from one of the tzaddikim, they say that it would be worthwhile for a person to go through all of life, all of its tzoros, all of its problems, to fulfill one mitzvah one time. We should understand that the connection, the gift that a human being is able to connect to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so valuable that it's worthwhile to come and go through all of life with all of its tzoros to do a mitzvah once. That's what Avraham Avinu is saying. How great is it? It's greater than having an open conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu gam k'mamar Reb Elezer. Now we understand, in light of this, we understand the statement of Reb Elezer. Sh'loi k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. That the character of Hashem is not like human beings. Midas basav adam en akot n'yoch aloim ala gadol hamtet. Among people, a smaller person cannot say to a greater person, wait for me. Because clearly with a smaller person, if you leave him, wherever you're going, that person's not there. You can't be in two places at once. If he's going to be here, he's not going to be there. But when it comes to Hashem, about Hashem it says, everywhere is full of his honor, of his presence. For this reason he asked, please don't neglect me, come with me. Because specifically for this reason, he understood that even when he goes to greet these guests, there too will be Hashem's presence. And there I will not be disconnected from cleaving to you. The reason he was able to say this is because he never has to leave Hashem. So that's why Hashem is different. By a human being, he can't be in two places at once. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem could be wherever he is. If that's the case, what was Avram's request? Avram's request was not to be separated, that he shouldn't be mufsik. Because there too Hashem has the ability, if Hashem chooses, to be there as much as he is being here. So the bottom line with the Maranaim is teaching us is the awesome gift, the opportunity that we have in the fulfillment of every mitzvah. That the goal of the mitzvah is dveikus b'Hashem. But we have to understand that even if we're in a cruddy mood and we can't turn on the spirituality and we're not experiencing any lofty heights and we're not into it, whatever it is that we learn from here, that Avraham Avinu would have done it, even if Hashem would have said to him, I can't come there. Why? Because the mitzvah inherently is more valuable than Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechinah. So this should really infuse us with a sense of mission. You know, sometimes we're not in the mood, and sometimes we're just not inspired. Nonetheless, what Avraham Avinu teaches us here is that the value of a mitzvah is immeasurable. It's greater than receiving the face of the Shekhinah.